This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
So I've seen a man driving towards Houses of Parliament at speed. He's going pretty fast, in my opinion. You know, I think it's a 20 miles per hour zone. He's going at maybe 40 to 50 miles per hour, maybe more.
Police in London say a man crashed a car into a group of pedestrians and cyclists before hitting a set of barriers outside of Britain's Houses of Parliament on Tuesday, causing a number of injuries. This eyewitness, Jason Williams.
In my opinion, it was deliberate. It wasn't, it was no other, he didn't swerve into it. It was a direct hit.
Authorities said officers arrested the male driver of the car on suspicion of terrorist offences.
Because obviously us Londoners are becoming quite experienced at this now, unfortunately.
Police said there were no other people in the car and that they did not find any weapons. London Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu told reporters that the suspect is not cooperating with police as they try to establish both the man's identity and motive.
The man is in his late 20s and he's been arrested on suspicion of terrorism offences and has been taken to a South London police station where he remains in custody.
Basu later said one of the people was being treated for serious injuries while the second had been released from the hospital. A third person was treated at the scene. Taliban militants have seized control of an army base in northern Afghanistan, killing and capturing dozens of government soldiers. The fall of Camp Chania in Faryab province late Monday followed 2 days of intense fighting. Regional military and government officials on Tuesday confirmed to VOA that 40 of the 70 soldiers stationed at the base surrendered to the Taliban. They said the rest have either been killed or fled to nearby mountains during the clashes. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. It appears the Turkish currency has temporarily ended its slide following central bank action launched Monday, providing cash to banks. The currency, which has declined over 40% this year, reflects the country's debt burden, high inflation, and tensions with the U.S. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan complained again Monday that Turkey is being encircled economically and such attacks will continue for some time. The two countries remain at odds over the jailing of an American pastor and Turkey's demand for extradition for an exiled Muslim cleric it accuses of masterminding the failed 2016 coup. The tensions are also caused by tariffs and sanctions. WH Ireland chief market strategist Mike Ingram doubts the Turkish measures will stabilize the currency.
I think the basic problem, as I keep coming back to, is that under Erdogan, the economic institutions have been largely hollowed out.
And he said investors are nervous about Turkey's overtures to Russia.
I think that's probably what's troubling investors, because at the moment we seem to be in a risk-off mood.
For tourists like Fatima Ali of Kuwait, Turkish goods are a bargain. She said the prices are very cheap compared with Kuwait. The White House said it is monitoring the Turkish situation closely. Vote counting continues following Mali's presidential election runoff. Voter turnout was reported low. Opposition candidate Soumaila Cisse said he's rejecting the result over accusations of fraud and violence. Officials' results are expected later this week. Incumbent President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita is expected to secure a second five-year mandate. The Syrian government on Monday vowed to ensure the safe return of refugees. Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Maqdad said refugee returns are a top priority and would welcome foreign assistance.
Any international assistance should be given to the Syrian people, but not compromising the main principles of the convictions of the Syrian people as far as the unity and territorial integrity of Syria and its people are concerned.
The Syrian Public Administration Minister insisted the government has restored thousands of schools and hundreds of hospitals and that about 3.5 million internally displaced have returned to their homes. A UN report on Monday said Islamic State insurgency still has up to 30,000 members in Syria and Iraq, with a reduced covert version expected to survive recent efforts to destroy them. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.